I'm recording this short podcast, audio only, to touch on a couple things from the end of the year. One, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you should stop working on your business. Yeah, you enjoy family time and everything else, but this is a good time because everything is at a low to work on something. You know what I'm saying? Get ahead on your taxes. Get sharp with some of your skills, take a course, just get your overall business in order. I don't know for you, but I know for me, this year has been pretty dumpy. So, and I've been working all year, and I can easily put and say, hey, you know, just chalk it up and get ready. But it's like, why not get prepared on the slow time, you know? And then, the other thing I want to talk about real quick is, like I said, this is going to be really short, but I find it funny that so many people, because they have some popularity in podcasting, they want to call themselves like they're the godfather of podcasting or like they were the first ones to start it. And it sounds stupid, okay? It is, yo, podcasting has been around for over 20 years, okay? Yeah, now it's becoming more mainstream and people are able to make money off it, like, in a different way because sponsors are paying and different stuff like that. But, yo, the podcasting thing has been around for a very long time. So people always want to claim that they're the first to do this or they're the, like, yo, dude, get off it. You know, like, I don't know. It's just annoying to see. It's like just knowing what I know. You know what I'm saying? I remember when podcasting first came out or when sites started using it. I want to say it's around 2002, 2003. And it was like another form of audio. It was kind of tricky because it was like, well, we just had MP3s and then this podcasting thing. So it was kind of tough to wrap your head around. And so now, you know, the world has caught up to podcasting. And then, but it's like, especially in hip hop. Hip hop has this way of thinking where it's like, even though all this other music has come before hip hop and we sample from all this stuff, sometimes we get beside ourselves and say, like, we invented everything. Yeah, we innovated. You know what I'm saying? We took something and we basically recycled and made it something new. But to act like other things didn't exist before is nuts. And that same attitude is coming into podcasting. Like people are coming in. It's like some Columbus type thing. You're coming into something that already was. And maybe you did find success in that thing, but you didn't invent it. You weren't the first. You know what I'm saying? You got in when it was developing and you benefited from it. So like keep it in perspective and don't try to Columbus stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, do your thing or whatever like that. But you know what I'm saying? And who cares if you was the first? Just be the best at it. And you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's a little quick little rant. Nothing crazy. I podcast as an artist just to express my thoughts. And another, because I love the form of audio. I love the medium of audio. So when I'm not making songs or recording vocals or recording voiceovers, I like the podcast every now and then, and I love the way that the Anchor app podcast, because if I want, I could do a high quality podcast. If I want, I could do a video podcast, or if I want, I could just pick up my phone and just talk, just like if I'm doing a voice memo, and I use it in that form. And so, you know, if you're interested in things like that and inner thoughts of a solopreneur, somebody is working on something, then that's the kind of podcasting that I do. You know what I'm saying? There's no pressure to do. It's just another outlet. It's just another outlet. And I recommend it to anybody because it's free. And the thing that I like about it being free and that podcasting everything catching up is that the fact that you can start with zero. If you were looking to be on radio or have your own little show, you could start with one of these apps with zero anything and have something to say and have no equipment. And just be consistent and get sponsorships and build yourself up from ground zero. And that's the maturity of what podcasting has become in the 20 years. So, you know, never mind all these quote unquote big shots or people that want to be bigger than what they are or whatever the case may be. If you want to do it, jump in. Whatever you're trying to do right now, this year coming up, don't hesitate. Don't wait. Jump in and get busy. And this is just a quick 5-minute rant. Peace.
All right.
I'm up early. I'm not going to the gym today. Knocked out several voiceovers yesterday. I mean, the orders came in yesterday, but I knocked them out early. This way I can focus on, you know, the other things I'm trying to do. I'm really trying to get my content output up. So I got my little system going, what I was just been talking about. And then I got like a same day voiceover coming in. So I'll take care of that and then stay on the recording. What you're hearing in the background is the coffee percolating. I guess I'm telling you, you know, what I had, you know, what orders came in and what I'm going to be working on. Because I want to, you know, put this out there. It's like, yo, if you're really trying to get something done, don't put off what you can do, right? When, if you are doing a job, you got work to do, whether it's your own business or you got work to do, don't put it off. Don't let it be like, oh, I got time. It's due in 7 days. Let me wait till day six or something like that. Like, immediately when you have it, if you have the free time to get the work done, I always find it more key to just jump right into the work. Just, you know, oh, I got free time. Instead of using the free time to lounge and do something else, get your priority work done ASAP, way before the deadline. You don't necessarily have to deliver it before then, you know what I'm saying, unless you feel like you need to. But I always find it very useful just to get your work done immediately. This way, you'll have even more free time, you know, and you're not feeling pressured. And you're doing good work, right? Because if you wait last minute, you're usually doing rush work. Even if you're really good at what you do, it's like uncalled for. You know, in the freelancing business or industry, I noticed there's quite a few people that will, you know, wait. And their thing is, it's like, oh, well, I told the buyer that the deadline was in 3 days. So they wait all the way to the final thing. And I don't know if the mentality is like they want to look busy or, you know, or what the case may be. But it's like, I like to exceed people's expectations. So like, if I say 3 days, I get the work done, maybe deliver it in 2 days. You know what I'm saying? And depending on what I'm really doing and how I feel, who knows? Even if they didn't pay for the 1 day delivery, I'll give it to them in 1 day. It just really gets people charged up because they weren't expecting it. And then also too, if there's revisions, it gives you time to work. Like if you wait to the last minute to do your work, and then your buyer or the person that you're doing the work for comes back and like, nah, I need it like this. You put yourself under a weird time crunch, right? Where now you're really like, oh goodness. And I don't like to do that. This other reason why I don't like to go late to anywhere or be late for stuff. It kind of stresses me out, especially over here in the city. Like, you know, if you're late for something and you got to jump on the train or the bus, you know, it could really set you back, and then you're, you know, all sweaty and clammy because you're rushing around and you ain't cool breeze. You know what I'm saying? You need to be cool breeze with everything. So it's kind of the same thing. By not giving yourself the time to do the work, you end up stressing and I feel like you don't do your best work. Some people will say different. Some people will say, hey, I do my best work under pressure. But I don't think you need to make artificial pressure, because just running a business in itself is pressure enough, or having a job and doing a good job, if you care about that job, is pressure enough. So you don't need to put these arbitrary timelines on yourself so you can rush. That's not pressure. That's rushing. So I'm going to keep this one short. No need to go in because I got work to do. The coffee's done. I'm going to eat my muffin, drink my coffee, and get right to work. Get these voiceover recordings out here. And get right back to the song making process. I'm a video the song making process, and just try to develop a system that I can get these records out fast. And if somebody hired me to do records, especially like the advertisers and stuff like that, I want to be able to deliver those records as fast as I can voiceovers. And I'm shooting towards the advertisers because the advertisers and the marketers have the bigger budgets. I mean, for years, record labels, you know, I can't say they haven't messed with me. They have messed with me, but the real money is where the advertisers are. The advertisers and the marketers, the online publishers and stuff like that. That's where the, to me, that's where the money has been. But maybe just because I've never really seen a record label check. Maybe that's the thing. But so I'm just trying to focus my systems on getting things ready for that part of the industry, the media industry, the content side. So I'm out of here. I'll talk to you later. 6 minutes, Ducky Fresh, your own. Pack up what you want, what you want, what you want. You got what I need, what I need, what I need. Pack up what you want, you got what I need. Let's stay together. I got what you want, you got what I need. You say you love it, come on and show me. I got what you want, you got what I need. Let's stay together and make this so lovely. Lovely, lovely. Let's stay together and make this so lovely. Lovely, lovely. Let's stay together. I can see you in the dark. I can hear your heart beating. Girl, you know who you are. You my superstar. I mean it. So let me take you for a ride out the Earth's atmosphere. Blasting through the clouds in the sky. Baby, we out of here. No need to be scared or insecure. My love's locked down. Here we go. Control, alt, delete. And the password is... so lovely, so lovely, so lovely, so lovely, so lovely, so lovely. I got what you want, you got what I need. You say you love it, come on and show me. I got what you want, you got what I need. Let's stay together and make this so lovely, lovely, lovely. Let's stay together.
4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. Hold on tight, breathe in deep, and enjoy the ride.
I got what you want, you got what I need. You say you love it, come on and show me. I got what you want, you got what I need. Let's stay together and make this so lovely.
Lovely, lovely. Let's stay together and make this so lovely. Lovely, lovely. Let's stay together.